Hi, you're listening to the second episode of Coffee with Clara. I'm your host, Clara McCoy, and today I chatted with Senior Violet Benson about her relationship with her sister, who has autism, and the impacts that she's left on Violet and her family. Today, both of us were in more of a tea mood than coffee, but nonetheless, enjoy the episode.
Okay, I'm Violet Benson, I'm 17, and I am drinking an iced chai with oat milk.
And I am drinking an iced vanilla matcha tea latte. So, let's get started. Can you tell me a little bit about your family?
Yeah, so I have a twin brother, and then I have an older sister who is 21, and she has autism. And then I have a mom and a dad, and I love my family.
Cool. Do you want to tell me a little bit about your relationship with everyone in your family?
Yeah, so my sister and I have kind of an interesting relationship because of her autism and how it presents itself. So for her, it's a lot of things that can be a little embarrassing to, you know, me, a neurotypical person, and I love her, and it makes her who she is. But it was really hard to get along with her, and still is, because it's not really socially acceptable for, you know, for her to be doing these things. And then it's been kind of a big part of how my family dynamic is, because our inner household, we kind of revolve around her because she needs a lot of attention and care, and it works. And I really have an amazing supportive family, and my parents have always done a good job of, you know, trying to make sure that my brother and I get the same like love and attention that she got. But it's definitely been hard. It's a little lonely because I've talked to my family, and we've kind of felt like there's like a grieving process of grieving like the sister and daughter that would have been, which isn't something, you know, we like to dwell on. But, you know, when I think about like what having a neurotypical sister would be like, you know, I sort of get jealous of, or, you know, am sad that I miss out on, you know, things like talking about, you know, boys and clothes and anything, you know, high school things.
For sure. What about your relationship with the other members of your family?
Yeah, so my twin brother and I, we have a really good relationship. I feel really lucky to have him in my life because I feel like, you know, he's kind of my partner in crime. Like, we could always, you know, side-eye each other when my sister said something embarrassing. And I'm really glad that, like, we're on the same team. It's really weird being a twin, though. Like, I sometimes can't believe it, that like I have a sibling that's also in my grade, that's also kind of my friend but also my sibling. But like, especially as we've gotten older and like gotten our driver's license, we can, you know, we're not forced to be together all the time. It's he's really turned into a friend, which is great.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And then my parents, I'm really lucky to have a good relationship with both my parents, I'd say. They do a really good job of trying to understand what my brother and I, you know, like, that we kind of have to deal with my sister. And like I said, they've always, you know, tried to give us as equal attention and love. And they make sure to, like, carve out time for us, for sure, which is really amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So your sister was diagnosed with autism after you and your brother, or before you and your brother were born?
Yeah, right before.
Okay.
Yeah, the diagnosis process, I mean, their life completely changed because my mom was a public health nurse, and my dad was a musician and kind of working some internships at like tech companies. And they were really excited. They wanted whatever, like two kids, kind of had this plan sort of. And my sister was born, and everything was pretty good. And then there were just some things that they noticed that weren't really typical. You know, she never crawled, she only scooted. And like she, you know, didn't do some typical things, like she couldn't chew or like feed on her own. Then when she was 3, she was diagnosed with autism. And I asked my parents if they were sad about that, and they said that they weren't sad because she was autistic, because obviously they would love her the same, but they were sad because they knew that it was going to be really challenging for her to, you know, live in a world that's not built for her. And then they really devoted themselves to finding all the therapists and all the specialists and the doctors to find the best way to help her, you know, thrive. And mm-hmm. and then they got a ton of genetic testing too, because they wanted to have 2 kids, and because they both had siblings. And they got a ton of genetic testing to rule out that, you know, it wasn't genetic, and that if they had another kid, they probably wouldn't also be autistic. And then my mom found out she was having twins, and that was, oh man, she said she cried and she was just fully not ready to have 2 more kids, because it was so hard to like figure out having 1 kid with all these, you know, differences.
Yeah.
But then my mom said, although it was super hard, you know, to like have 2 kids at once, we were so easy because we just like did things that, you know, my sister Eve didn't do right away when she was born. Like she was like, oh, you guys just walked on your own.
You already have talked a little bit about like how your life has been impacted by your sister's autism, but can you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, for sure. I'd say the biggest impact is, well, at the moment, it definitely changes, but when I was little, I think the biggest thing was that she took a lot of my parents' energy and attention, and it was really frustrating for my parents to figure this out. And I felt sort of, you know, left out a lot, and I, you know, always had the classic, I think most kids have this when they have siblings, but the classic mom and dad love Eve more than me. Right now, I think the way she impacts me, my life, is because there's some tension, like the house feels really full right now, even though there's just 5 of us, because my sister would be, you know, if she were like neurotypical, she probably would be in college or not living with us anymore. And the past like 4 years of her living with us you can really feel that, you know, there's a point that kids usually move out, and it's definitely, I don't know, it's frustrating, I feel like, to have this like presence who takes up a lot of energy in the house. Mm-hmm. Especially when like I'm also in a point in my life where like I'm maturing, you know, I'm also wanting to take up a lot of energy in the house. Mm-hmm. And then my parents have had to, you know, try to figure out where she will go, if she'll ever, or like when and if she'll ever move out. And like there was also a big legal thing where my parents had to get guardianship of her when she turned 18. And it was a big process, and it just like was very confusing, and it's just like there's just tension, just because like we have, you know, 5 adults living in our house. That being said, it's been really hard, of course, but she's also, I think, really positively overall impacted me and my family. I mentioned this before, but she has amazing confidence, you know. I don't think she can be embarrassed. She sings so loud with so much creativity and creative liberty. And you know, she says what she's thinking, which is not always great, but generally, you know, I think growing up with that presence has taught me a lot about that my words are valued and that I can speak up. And, you know, and I'm also really glad to have grown up learning about people with differences and disabilities, special needs, because I feel like I can, you know, I feel like I just have a good understanding of and just of learning about all that. And I think, I don't know, I just really value that open-mindedness that I grew up learning.
Are there any like specific things that you wish people knew about people with neurological differences?
That's a really good question. I'd say, I think something I wish I knew, or I wish more people knew, was that they're doing their best and they are trying their best to thrive in a system that isn't built for them. Because there have been situations where, like, my sister has been yelled at or ridiculed by adults, by kids, by anyone for doing something wrong. She tries so hard, and you know, when she's rude to someone because she says something, you know, points out something, she really is trying her best to connect, to find something that she can say that will connect with this person. And I just think that's so true with a lot of people, with everyone with, you know, special needs, is that they're trying their best. They're working so hard, and it might not seem like it because they're working hard might not look the same as a neurotypical person, you know, working hard, trying to thrive. But I don't know, I just think that a lot of times they deserve a lot more grace than they're given.
Yeah, 100%. Mm-hmm. Anything that I didn't ask about that you want to add or say?
I just think Eve has a really bright future, and a lot of times the family of someone with special needs and like the people close to them are really affected. And I think that's something, I think in general, like, autism isn't talked about enough, but also just the relationships. And I'm really glad that I got to talk about this.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing.
Of course. Awesome. Yes.
Thank you for listening to Coffee with Clara. Looking for more? Head to episode 1 with sophomore Atari Ernst and stay tuned for next month's episode.